Hello, just a really quick preamble. I just wanted to say thank you to all our listeners for sticking with us over the last couple of years. We really appreciate it, and I don't think we let you know often enough. So I just wanted to take the quick opportunity to say thank you very much, and to those listeners who actually support us on Patreon as well. And an even bigger thank you. Those donations help us do a few things that we wouldn't be able to do, and also... Well, also help reinforce the fact that at least someone enjoys what we're doing. And just before we jump right in, I'm aware that our intro needs a little tweak. I haven't had opportunity to do that currently. I hope I would have done that by the next episode. So without further ado, on with this week's episode. Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
It's only now it becomes apparent that it was all Shockwave's fault.
Paul as Shockwave.
Because she was giving it to me. Most powerful thing I've ever felt.
Scott the Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark.
Doctor
and Urs. Welcome to another episode of Chimpions.
Hello.
So last time we left it with the Red Savior just about to bring it to you. Some tasks she has in mind for you to as a final trial for sort of full membership into the CCCP, which to be fair, you didn't even realise that you weren't full members.
Yeah, we've got a last day in the soup kitchen.
I've been practicing my Cossack dancing anyway. So.
Fair enough. That could be quite impressive with your shockwave.
Yep.
Hey! Cossack shockwave.
Well, I'm going to have to change my name if I lose my shockwave. Didn't think about that, did you, Mark?
No, I didn't know.
We could let the listeners vote on a new name.
Or before every combat, you could just...
be Shocky McShockface.
Wave at your adversaries with your knob out.
Shocky McShockface.
Is that bit being edited out, Mark?
I don't know. It depends how I feel I want to do it. Oh, yeah, you could just wave your knob at your adversaries. That would be a shock wave, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they'd all be blown away.
Shock.
So, yeah, Red Savior's rather ominous, apparently sweet smile is staring at you across the table. For this task, I do not normally ask this of the members, but I will require that you wear... your uniform reflects that you are from the CCCP. Purely because I need people to know who are kicking their asses.
Okay.
As you may have noticed, the Rebs have been encroaching into the neighborhoods that we try to protect.
Dirty Rebs.
They seem to be trying to carve out a little kingdom of their own within the areas cut off by the destruction corridors, but they are too far away to concern us. They are mostly located to the east of us, but it seems they are now trying to move into some of the neighborhoods that we unofficially protect. They informed, how do you say it, a paragraph house just outside of one of our neighborhoods to the east.
Chapter house.
One of those as well, yes.
Is it the old fourth ward that we're in? I'm just trying to think what road we're on.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember. Don't worry about that bit too much at the moment.
Fair enough.
It does say where the CCCP is on the website.
Yeah.
Because Scott's put a map on there with some key locations on it.
Wow, fantastic.
It says, the chapter house, you say. We have, as you know, we have good relations with our neighbours, and it seems that they are also manufacturing the narcotics there. So that is the reason we need to pay them a visit, if you like. So that is what I would like you to do, as clear representatives of the CCCP.
So you wanted to go and shut down the drug peddling operation, and stop them from
and protect the
misery in the neighbourhood.
That is correct, and so they are not threatening the proletariat that we look after.
For the CCCP.
Just to be fair, I let you know that it is not the result that I will be judging you on, but how you come to that result is what is important to me.
Okay.
So, Georgie will give you the address. If you could deal with it in the next day or two, that would be appreciated. How and when is completely at your discretion.
Well, as soon as possible, if Shockwave has anything to do with it. He hates the Rebs.
Yeah, they are scum. In Mother Russia, they would never be allowed to run around like this.
Can I just ask you a question about when was it Echo? Using our meta abilities against non-metas. What is your view?
We have to abide by the laws of the land, obviously. And I would say, yes, how do they call it? Yes, I can't remember what they call it. that does not allow metahumans to use their abilities against those who are not metahumans or are not threatening with deadly force. Yes, you must. That is the only rule I would ask you to abide by. But they are Rebs, I'm sure. That will not be a problem.
What about their property?
In what way?
You know, like the chapter
their
house,
bikes.
Their bikes, their laboratory that they've got there.
Well, if stuff gets damaged in the line of fire. It's only a building, isn't it?
If they wish to break their own things with their heads, that is purely up to them.
Understood.
Obviously, take whatever equipment you need. We do not have the resources you had at Echo, but take the van or the Earls, whichever is most convenient to you.
Yeah, I think we'll take my car.
if you wish to use your own transport, particularly if you are paying for your own petrol, then by all means, feel free.
It's electric.
Ah, like the Echo cars.
Well, it's not electric yet, but it will be.
Georgie says you know your way around an engine there. You are a great asset.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you you are keen to strike now. So if you would equip yourself, obviously
I get the address.
Maybe while they equip themselves, Stratus, we could have a private chat.
If you so wish, but the guys don't. They can hear anything that you have to say to me.
She purses her lips.
She's on the back foot.
Yeah, she's purses her lips, wondering whether you're challenging her or not.
Because I would just tell them what you said anyway. There are no secrets in Team Rolling Thunder.
Fair enough. You have been spending a lot of time with the magic girl.
Yes, Vicky V.
And she has been a big help to the CCCP. I'm inclined to waive some of my natural dislike for the children of Rasputin. I have grown to like you and your team. Please be aware that now you are dabbling in these things as well. I will be keeping a very close eye on you. And if I fear that you are going down the darker paths, I will ensure that that never happens.
Okay. I'll say. In an offhand manner.
And yeah, I mean, you might have picked up anyway that she obviously has a thing about magic.
About magic.
In fact, all the Russians do to some extent or another, even though Ophelia's obviously, some of her abilities are somehow mystically related.
Mm.
And yeah, I mean, Red Savior always refers to some link to Rasputin when she's talking about magic.
Yeah. Children of Rasputin. Yeah. The Mad Monk.
That's the one.
Right. Well, if there's nothing else, we shall go and prepare.
No, I anticipate your return. I have every faith in you.
Thank you. Right then, lads. I think we should go and pay them a visit at maybe, 4 or 5 in the morning?
Perfect.
Get them in the graveyard shift.
I think that sounds like a plan.
Do we need to check it out first, make sure it is what they say?
We might as well go in.
Or should we just go in for a drink?
It's a chapter house, isn't it? You won't be able to just wander in.
Why not?
Well, as soon as we wander in, then it's on, isn't it?
Just want a drink.
It's not a bar.
I bet it is. But they've got pool table in there and everything.
I bet they have. Yeah, it'll be private. But we should go and scope it out.
Maybe we should join. Yeah, okay.
Well, some of us who are less conspicuous should go and scope it out.
What do you mean?
Strauss is blue, remember?
I'm blue.
Alright, yeah.
A bit of a giveaway that you might be metahuman.
Yeah.
I've put a little link in there, Mark. That's the van I'm going to build to carry Chug. It's got twin axle on the back. It's got flames on it as well.
Flames. It's not a hot rod if he hasn't got flames on it.
Exactly. And there won't be them flimsy alloy wheels. There'll be steel wheels.
I've got disguise now. Just realised, yeah. So I could disguise myself as a Reb, conceivably. I can also disguise other people. So I could disguise Stratus as a Reb with blue glowing hands.
Can you make me look like Magnum?
let me just make a roll. Let me just make a roll.
He can't do the impossible.
Well, yeah. I made it by five. I made you look like Magnum. I made you look so like Magnum that even, what was his name, Bishop or something.
Bishop? It's not aliens.
I get confused. It's anything from the 80s, basically. What was his name? Talbot Bishop. Or something.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so I have no idea
what you're on about.
I can't remember his name. I can just see his little moustache.
What? Magnum's?
No, Magnum, no. The guy who employed him. You have to look on Wikipedia.
Oh, now. God, yeah, I do remember now. I never really watched a lot of Magnum, but yeah, I do remember.
Robin Masters.
Higgins.
Oh, yes, Higgins, yeah.
Higgins.
Biggins.
Not Biggins. Yeah.
Or Miggins.
Make pies.
Yeah.
Jonathan Quayle.
It wouldn't be
Higgins
a pie shop,
third.
Would it? It'd be a PI shop.
Pie.
So I can make you look like Higgins if you like.
No.
Or Magnum.
Magnum.
Yeah. Well, you look like Magnum.
It's a dream.
Made it by five.
Right. Anyway, let's get on with it.
Yeah.
Who would you like to look like, Stratus?
So what? Magnum and Adamant are going to scope out the house, are they?
Yeah, and a white ninja. Right. So is it just us three?
Just you three, yeah.
Well, let's go and scope the place out the day before we decide to you know.
We could take one of the motorbikes and sidecars. Oh, you two could go in the sidecar.
So. Why don't you, Masters of Disguise, go and scope out the Reb's chapter house?
Okay. Well, yeah.
I've disguised myself as a Reb.
Yeah. That's no good because they'll recognize they'll know you're not a Reb because they probably know each other.
Yeah, well, I could be from another. But it's just in the on the off chance that you know, it might give me a split second.
Right, Bullet.
So is it just Bullet and Shockwave going? I presume.
Yeah.
Are you going to hang in the van, Stratus?
No, I'll stay at CCCP headquarters.
Lodging it up.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go and check it out then.
You go and do a recce, come back, and then we'll attack them in the early hours of the morning.
Let's me a Bullet do without you.
I'd have better come in the van. You're not going to fluff it up, are you?
You drive then, Shockwave.
All right, we'll do. I've got shadowing, so.
Who are you shadowing?
I'm going to shadow one of the Rebs. Follow him.
So do you have any... Well, you know where they are, so you don't need to trace them.
We're going to shadow one of them anyway.
So yeah, roll me a shadowing would do.
On it.
It's easy because no one's particularly looking out for you.
And we're disguised.
Yeah, we're disguised.
I think we're going to a fancy dress.
As Magnum.
As Magnum and a...
A Reb.
And a Goth. Have you got three or four polystyrene gravestones attached to large lengths of wire to your coat? Just... Following you around.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I didn't realise the Rebs were Goths, but...
These ones are.
So, I've probably messed this up, but fingers crossed I haven't.
Oh.
Villamora does sound like a bit of a goth.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Goth name.
Now, presumably, hopefully you can see the outline of the building, not the contents.
Correct.
Cool. That is actually the outline of the upper story, because I don't have the outline of the bottom story in full, because I didn't need it. So yeah, you go to scope it out, and yeah, again, it's in a fairly run-down part of town. There's still a lot of damage, and debris lying around from the attacks. You know, it's not really been it's obviously not been a priority on anyone's list to come and clear these, you know, the streets around this area. You see that it's two-story flats, flat-roofed, like many of the buildings are. Reasonably large building, looks fairly run down. You can see, you know, as you sort of scope around it, the ground floor is shared by five businesses. So dominating one side is Video Valley. And you can see the windows. In the windows, there's like old film posters that must be about 10 or 15 years out of date at least. But over the top of those are numerous flyers of varying ages that have been slapped on the outsides of the windows.
So it's not in use.
Yeah, and yeah, through the portions that are of glass that don't have something pasted on the inside or the outside. Yeah, you can see inside just empty, you know, old empty video racks and, you know, bits of detritus. You know, there's a sort of swivel chair sat in the middle on the side, on its side, all those sort of things that you see in these crappy buildings. But yeah, it's obviously not in use. And that sort of dominates the back bottom story of the building. At the front, on the sort of as you face the building on the left, is again another business that is obviously closed down. You know, the windows have been boarded up, called Betty's Buns.
Ooh, wicked.
And on the other corner of the building is again another business that has been shut down, called Print Magic. And then nestled in between those two businesses is sort of a frontage with two large glass windows, few steps going up to Villamora's apartments. The most outstanding, well, the most striking things about it are, is one, it seems to be the only, out of that whole block of, bottom block of the building, it seems to be the only bit in use. Because outside of it, there's about, just roll me perception. As long as you make it, that's cool. There's about a score of motorcycles of various types. They all seem to be mostly custom, and Harley Davidson features quite heavily in there. And on the steps are two obvious Rebs, because, you know, they're wearing their colours. Just seem to be smoking, chatting, passing the time of day, but obviously blocking the stairs up to the door. And the two large glass-fronted windows of what was obviously must be the, you know, the apartment's lobby are painted black, obviously from the inside, so you can't see in at all. And just throw me another perception.
Ooh, one over.
On it.
Yeah, so you notice, Bullet, that the second story, there's windows only on either end of the building. It hasn't got them on the front and back. But all the second story windows that are visible are all, again, painted black.
Okay. Do we clock the fire escape?
Yeah, you see, you see one end of the building, there's a fire escape leading up to a window pretty centrally in the second story on the left-hand side of the building.
Again, painted black.
The fire escape is, yeah. it leads up to a window, and the window's been blacked out as well, yeah.
Okay, what do you want to do, Shockwave? This is obviously the place. Should we scope it out a bit?
We're not going to go it, you know, go anywhere. We'll just hang around for maybe an hour and just see what traffic comes.
Okay. Yeah, fine.
Just roll me perception.
Six under.
And can you both roll me a stealth as well, or hide, or whatever the thing is? Because being there for that length of time, you might.
Stealth, I'm going to use.
Yeah, stealth would make sense, yeah.
Six under.
Yeah, made it by three.
Yeah, that's fine. So they don't clock that you pass by several times and that sort of thing. And yeah, there is a steady stream of people in and out, the guys on the stairs. There's always a couple of guys on the stairs, but they seem to be rotating around. You know, you see several different faces, but they're obviously there looking casual, but they're always making sure there's someone there. And yeah, various sort of bikers come out. Sorry, Rebs come out and, you know, hop on their bikes at one point or another, go off to do whatever they're doing, come back. But you do only see Rebs exiting and entering.
I want to check out the roof shockwave. Do you mind?
Oh, here we go.
I just want to have a look.
Well, why don't you go to the roof of a neighbouring building? Because if you go up there, there's somebody up there.
Well, I think that's a really good idea. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, I'll look for a sort of chimney stack or some similar of a neighbouring building.
Okay, so can you make me two rolls? One for your teleport, because you're sort of teleporting blind because you can't see up there properly. And the second one's a stealth, because remember, all your abilities are quite visible unless you take the advantage that makes them invisible. So you teleporting is, you know.
Okay.
Fairly obvious to anyone who sees it.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to teleport. Okay, I'm teleporting blind, fine. So I'll make a roll for my teleport. Okay, to hit, isn't it?
Yeah, so you need to hit DCV3 minus range modifiers.
Sorry, range modifiers. So I'm looking at 20 hexes.
Well, I'm making the assumption that you're going to be close to the building you're trying to teleport onto. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So
but I'm thinking I want to hit the roof, so...
So it's going to be 5 hexes up, and then as far in as you want, so...
Okay,
there's 5 hexes. So, 5 hexes is roughly 2 stories.
So minus 4. Okay. Okay, OCV is going to be 6.
Yes, so you teleport. Well, that's not a problem at all.
Cool.
And just roll me a stealth to try and... Because you were trying to put yourself somewhere where you won't be seen, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Made it by 6.
Yeah, so you're fine. Yeah, you teleport up to the roof of that building and appear next to, I don't know, an air conditioning stack that you'd seen from, you know, from further down the road when you were occasionally joining around. And, yeah, you don't think you've been seen. And yeah, you
cool.
can see onto the adjoining roof of the apartment building.
And can I see any features?
So yeah, as you look across, you obviously got a good view of the fire escape, which obviously leads to that window, which you think is probably, you know, leading into a, you know, sort of the main corridor, maybe upstairs. That's usually where they put them, you know, in your experience. On the roof, yeah, there's a couple of air conditioning units. And, you know, ductwork, that sort of stuff, nothing out of the ordinary. But you can also see that there's a, like a little, must be the top of the top of an internal stairwell, you know, a door that leads out onto the roof, you know, for service and all that sort of thing. But it's a door rather than just some sort of maintenance hatch. And that's pretty much dead centre in the of the building.
Okay, I'm gonna whisper into my radio. Okay, shockwave. This is what I can see. I'm going to go and have a closer look, unless you have a problem with that.
Yeah. You always go too far.
It's not me that goes too far. Okay. I'm going to go and have a look. So I'm going to teleport to that entrance, just adjacent to it.
Yeah. So yeah, you teleport over it, so you can see it, so it's not a problem for you.
Okay, cool. Is it painted black? Is there any windows painted black, or is it
There's no windows, because it's just, you know, like you tend to see in a lot of the films, it's literally just big enough for the door. You know, it's almost like a box with a door, and it must lead straight into the stairwell going down. So there's no windows or anything in it. It's just, an outside of a fire door.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do a quick check around for security systems. A bit late now, but I may as well.
Just roll me a concealment.
I've got security systems or concealment. I made concealment by two.
Okay, roll me security systems as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, you check around.
I made them both by two.
Yeah, you. There's certainly nothing obvious. You know, no cameras or anything you can see. You think it's still possible there could be stuff up here. You know, it's quite a big area, and you just give it a quick scope. But if there is anything here, it's been very well hidden, and it wouldn't match the general state of the building. If you see what I mean, that someone had put in really advanced security or well disguised security in this sort of slightly rundown building.
Okay, Shockwave, I'm whispering over the radio. I suppose you want me to come back, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Over.
Okay, so I'll take the same route. I'll teleport back to the adjacent building, and then we'll teleport to a point where I can see the van. And then teleport straight to the van.
Yeah, because from the roof of this building, you know, you're in the centre, but you know, if you were to walk to the edge, you've got a pretty good vantage point to, you know, to teleport somewhere out of the line of sight of the building, if you see what I mean, because you know, you've got the height advantage. So you wouldn't have to jump to the other building if you chose not to.
Okay, fine. I'll just jump out of the line of sight and then walk to the van. In my disguise.
Sure. You walk back to the van, Shockwave, you see a bloke in a bowler hat and a cane, three-piece suit, doing a really odd walk where he steps really far forward with one leg and arm, and then with the other one.
And we'll get in and bugger off.
Okay. I could almost hear you sweating, Shockwave.
Just have to go too far, don't you, Bullet?
I never go too far. When have I gone too far?
You got 5 minutes?
What, is it going to take you that long to think of an occasion when I've gone too far?
No, it's just I've got a story of a long, long time ago.
Anyway.
In the Victoria era.
Not about 20 years ago, is it? Yeah.
Victoriana. Anyway.
Okay, so we'll come back to CCCP.
So yeah, you head back to the CCCP feeling like you've scouted the place out. As far as you're aware, they didn't clock you, and judging by the numbers of bikes outside, it looks like certainly during the day there could be anywhere up to a couple of dozen of these guys around.
So did you find any good means of entry?
Well, Shockwave wouldn't let me. But there are a couple of... Yeah. He wouldn't let me...
He didn't have any lemon.
There's a fire escape on the side of the building, and there's a roof. There's a roof. And I figure that a Shockwave would take out the roof and allow everyone to enter. There's an entrance from the roof as well.
I see.
There are also some double doors. That would be the frontal.
Does the fire escape go all the way to the roof?
No,
it doesn't. It just leads...
Okay, so they wouldn't expect somebody to be able to run up the fire escape and go in the doors on the roof. So it would not be as guarded as if that was the case.
Well, no, they wouldn't expect anyone to enter from the roof, I would imagine.
So, I think that's probably our best means of entry.
Yes. Maybe we could have a diversion at the main entrance, and then...
Oh, what, so they have to park the bikes elsewhere? Roadworks, something like that. Make them really, really, really slightly angry.
I wasn't thinking of a traffic diversion.
Maybe
Magnum PI could tell them they're breaking zoning laws for parking.
What type of diversion? Like a shockwave?
Well, yeah, or just a sort of frontal assault while the main assault goes in via the roof.
I'll go on the roof. Stratska's in the front. Pulling can go in the back door.
How about we all go through the roof? But I do like the idea of a diversion.
Right. Such as?
Well, you say all their bikes are parked at the front.
Oh, yeah. So you want me to shockwave them? Right.
Well.
And then leap straight up to the roof.
We could just blow them up somehow.
Yeah, that would be a possibility, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it's going to be dead early in the morning. They'll all... Yeah, I suppose it's still
run out, bleary-eyed, and we'll go in the roof.
Yeah. I'll jump on the bike, smash them all up.
Well, no, we want you to be out of the way.
Right. No, I'll just go in the front door. You two go to the roof.
No, we don't want to split up.
Okay. It's just going through the roof.
Well, I'll inquire if amongst all this arms cache at the CCCP, they
couple
have
of
any...
grenades.
Yeah, have anything that could do a timed explosion or a remote explosion.
They're good for firearms. Grenades? No, they haven't got any grenades. You could certainly improvise Molotovs or something like that.
Yeah, let's just throw a Molotov down.
Yeah, well, we could. I just wanted to be totally out of the way so they didn't see us going back up to the roof.
Well, let's just get to the roof.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, as you're asking around, Georgie would volunteer sort of Molotovs as an idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's done plenty of guerrilla fighting.
You fly to the roof, he teleports, I jump.
So I think seeing as Matt's chosen to rage quit because Shockwave won't let him go in the building, we'll probably end the session there.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to help support the show, you can find us on Patreon at Chimpions RPG Podcast, where a donation of the price of a cup of coffee would make a noticeable difference to what we are able to produce. If you're not able to support us that way and would just like to leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, that is equally appreciated. We would also really like to know what we can do to improve the show. So if you'd like to contact us to offer suggestions or just general feedback, then you can email me at mark@champions.co.uk or you can find me on Twitter @championsrpg. Again, thank you for listening, and we hope we're able to give you a little entertainment to put a smile on your face. And until next episode, goodbye.
My smiles take a while, if I can change your hope, I never know.